And today's subject, the woman and the dragon. It's a study on Revelation 12. And I think the first thing that, or the first question anyone would ask when confronted with this title would be, who is this woman and who or what is this dragon? Now, we said at the beginning that the Bible must explain itself. The answer to these two questions we must find in the Bible and without any human speculation or human interpretation. Let's read from Revelation 12. John sees this woman and the dragon, and he writes in Revelation 12, and there appeared a great wonder in heaven. This is a vision that John receives. There appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. Now, who is this woman? And then in the 7th verse of Revelation 12, it says, and there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels. Who is this dragon? Now, the Bible needs to give us the answers, so let's ask the Bible. Who is this woman? Who is this woman? Isaiah 62:5 gives us a clue. For as a young man marries a virgin, so shall your sons marry you, and as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall your God rejoice over you. God compares his church with a bride. What a wonderful, lovely comparison. Doctrinal-wise, his church is pure and lovely like a bride, and he is the bridegroom. Well, Paul joins in with the same idea when he talks to the Corinthians, and he says, for I am jealous over you with godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. Paul is here referring to the bride of Christ, and he is referring to her preparing herself for the bridegroom, for the second coming. And she's pure in doctrine. The woman, the church of God.